We selected about 10 of them to monitor the assembly health and education project. It is health and education project because this project we are implementing, being funded by Hewlett Foundation, is actually aimed at improving service delivery in these two sectors. We cannot attest that there has been a lot of projects being undertaken when it comes to the education sector and the health sector. And so we thought that once a lot of the government budget is mainly focused on procurement, we thought it would be very necessary for us to find out what really these monies are being used for, and is it bringing us value for money? Are we getting what we are expecting in the various communities? And so, as I said earlier, we had a community monitor to monitor some of these projects, the field or the structure being put in place in the various communities. So if we take a particular school, per the contract terms, it's supposed to start this date and end this date. Was that complied according to the field monitoring? Was it done? Maybe some of the projects are supposed to end in June, but we realized that within that time, the project is still ongoing. So this is something that one needs to find out why it is still ongoing, and has the contract documents been amended to show that this is why this project is delayed, and so we have to amend the contract. Was there information there to prove that this is why it's delayed, and what is the new timeline that has been put in place?